All right, let's check in on a little football. We on college? Let's go college with this one. 97.1. Let's hit it. I love that music.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, listen, it was from a day when the sport was actually good. What's up?
So we are going into week 8. Wow, can't believe it. Week 8 of the college football season. So let's check in on some Heisman.
Ashton Gentry, lock it up.
Well, we'll get to him in a second.
Come on.
Because what I want to do here is we're going to go through some tiers.
All right.
We got 4 of them. So let's start with tier 4, which is guys that you want to keep an eye on in this race. And let's start with Curtis Rourke, quarterback, Indiana. He has a very important game this weekend. We all know the numbers that they have.
Quarterback at Indiana is never winning a Heisman. If Antoine Randall couldn't do it. Now, I love the Maple Leaf missile, and I love my man Cignetti. But, David.
This is just keeping an eye on, guys.
He's going to win the
Tier
John
4.
Cougar Mellencamp Award.
Tier 4.
Best player in the state of Indiana.
He would have to. They play Ohio State, right?
They play Nebraska this weekend.
No, but I'm saying their signature game, I think, is Ohio State.
Yes.
In order for that to happen, David, no smarm here. At least 12 touchdowns between Michigan and Ohio State. He would have to throw for over 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns to just get a seat in New York.
Well, this is just guys keeping an eye on. Okay?
He's a really good player.
Far away,
right.
But
okay.
We'll see.
I'm just saying, he would have to just put gasoline on the field and burn his initials in there.
Okay, well then let's go to the next guy here.
Okay.
Will Howard. Yes, I understand what he looked like against Oregon, but here's what he has.
You sit down and pop a squat on the field and because you're an idiot and you cost your team a game, I can tell you one particular Heisman voter who won't be voting for you.
I understand that.
Me.
But here's what he has left. Number 3, Penn State. Number 16, Indiana. And number 24, Michigan on the schedule.
David, let me put it like this. At least for me. I can't speak for Mike over here. I look at what you do in the big games. The lasting memory I have, he slid. He didn't realize how much time was left. And even when it was a 12-man on the field controversy, you had a timeout in your back pocket. Just call the timeout and let Ryan Day yell at you. Why'd you call timeout, son? Clock was ticking, sir.
Will Howard's brain.
So,
I can't believe what I watched. Still.
Unreal.
So, no. You play big and big. That's why I said, you know, the Indiana quarterback has a better chance than Will Howard right now because he still has big games ahead of him.
He's got a cool nickname. Yeah. The Maple Leaf Missile.
Yeah, you can't get that slide out of your head. Let's move over to the next tier then. These are guys that are on the radar. Three guys.
He's going to say Drew Aller.
Three guys that are on the radar. Jeremiah Smith.
Okay.
Jackson Dart. And well, Rico said the other guy.
All right, time out.
I knew it. I knew he was going to say Drew Aller.
Okay, first of all, Jackson Dart, get out. You're gone. Two losses before the leaves turn. You're done. Out. He was dreadful against Kentucky. Done.
Yeah.
I'll let him speak on Drew Aller. I'm way too biased. I don't think Penn State's any good, but this is Rico's purview with Aller. Leave me out of it.
No, I'm the same. David, Drew Aller is okay. He does just enough. He's not great. If you're a Heisman Trophy candidate, you got to do something great. He does a lot of good things. He's a safe quarterback. He really is. But as far as if you had one guy to lead you down the field with 45 seconds to go, that's not him. He's not even in the top 20, in my opinion. So, and as far as Jeremiah Smith, he would have to return kickoffs and punts as being just a wide receiver. History is great catches. But so does the guy in Alabama as
Ryan
well.
Williams?
Yeah, so does Ryan Williams.
Tier 2, which would be top contenders, not the contenders, but some guys that are right behind them.
Okay.
Jalen Milroe, Cade Klubnik, Travis Hunter is in this category, Carson Beck, and Garrett Nussmeier.
All right, I'll hit two of these. Just the two right up front. This weekend is everything. Milroe goes into Rocky Top. Carson Beck goes into UT. You know, you put a virtuoso performance up, you're back on the map. I think that that's fair. Hunter, I know they're saying out of Colorado they do expect him to play, but they have to win games, and he's got to make, as Rico said, the iconic plays. We all know Travis Hunter's greatness. He's amazing. But if that doesn't result in pick sixes and touchdowns on offense, what am I grading? You're so good, no one throws at you. Remember, Woodson won it because he made the iconic plays.
Yeah, so I would say the same. And what was it, Cape Klubnik?
And then Gary Nussmeier's also on there.
They better watch out. They're on alert this weekend in Piggy Land.
Arkansas,
yes. Yeah, they're on the road at Arkansas. Letdown spot. Good old Sammy Pittman will be seven beers deep.
See, I think Klubnik probably it'll come down to the ACC championship game. And at that point, he would get the last-minute Heisman voters. Or is the – yeah, I think the vote – yeah, the votes due that Sunday, so yes.
You guys think Beck might be a tier too high? I think he might be a tier too high.
I do too.
And I hate saying it, obviously, but I think he's made some poor decisions.
459 last week. If he goes for the better part of 400 yards this week at Texas, remember, this whole thing is super volatile. The idiots who vote for the Heisman, they're only going to look at box. A lot of these people don't even watch football.
I'm right here.
No, we are not idiots.
I'm right here.
But you tell me, fellas, if he goes to UT and lights up Texas, It's going to be who's the numbnuts from Texas? We're back. It'll be him wearing a golden cowboy hat.
I guess my point is he needs that signature performance in order to elevate himself.
He does. 100%.
But it is fluid because, David, 2 weeks ago, Milroe looked like he was the guy. After the Georgia game, it was his. That was his trophy with his name on it. And then, oops, Vandy hat.
He's disqualified. You lose to Vanderbilt, you're disqualified.
He's off the list. No more. Off the ballot. So the last three are the favorites, and I think we all know who they are. Just rank them in your mind. Genty, Donovan? Ward, Gabriel.
Oh.
Dono. No.
Washtenaw County Heisman. It's Genty for me because they're also not abusing him. You know, there's plenty of games. He's only playing the first half. He's giving you 13 for 180. He showed out against Oregon on the road. They should have won that game. I think for Genty to win, he's got to cross 2,000 yards, minimum. And he's got to cross 25 touchdowns. You do that, he's best player in America to me.
You said Genty, Gabriel, and...
Cam Ward.
They're on upset alert this weekend.
I think that...
At Louisville.
Genty may end up getting this thing only because he'll be the safest pick. Dylan Gabriel... You already knocked off Ohio State. If you do that again and you go on the road, you cross the Mississippi River, you play Michigan, and you have a big game nationally, that could possibly put him ahead only because I think for a lot of Heisman voters, a Power Four school gets more cred than Boise State.
By the way, Genty, just a fun fact, and I don't think he'll keep it up. He's averaging 10 yards a carry.
I know.
126 carries for 1,250 yards and 17 touchdowns.
10 yards, last I heard, that's pretty good, right?
Maybe.
But here's the key.
But think about only 126 carries in the first 8 weeks of the season.
You know why? Because they're blowing teams out.
He doesn't play in the second half. The key is they're not you can't be a voter and then say, oh, it's just, you know, the numbers are weak because he's just playing against weak. But he's not playing in the fourth quarter.
See, David, that's where it's going to hurt him because much like the AP poll, the Heisman voters, none of them are smart. They're not. They just kind of see what everybody else is voting for, and that's what they're doing.
So they didn't stay up and watch Hawaii, that matchup, and watch him? Because I did.
Have you seen some of the people who made it to New York? Have you seen some people who've won in New York? It tells you, wow, if you have enough PR in December, you could catapult somebody to sit in New York.
Ask Wojo. He knows all about it.
And that is your College Football Blitz.